Welcome to Consensus, a podcast from Census Technologies.
What's going on, everyone? It's Daniel Litwin, the voice of B2B, and welcome to another episode of Consensus, where we explore the tools, the stories, and the strategies that are shaping the future of sterile processing and perioperative care. It's great to be back in the hot seat here with the Census community talking shop. Again, folks, I'm your host, Daniel Litwin, the voice of B2B. Let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. Make sure you're subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you get your podcast content so that you can access all of our previous thought leadership conversations and also so you don't miss out on future updates. You can also check out more of what we're going to be discussing here today, as well as explore more of our solutions and services and just learn more about Census at census.com. Again, that's C-E-N-S-I-S.com. All right, let's jump in again to today's episode. We're going to be diving into one of the most critical challenges today in central processing. It's table stakes here. Ensuring trays are assembled with absolute accuracy every single time. Pretty foundational stuff. Everyone knows it's important, but the smallest assembly error can lead to major domino effects. It can ripple through the operating room. It can create delays. It can add costs. Most importantly, it can put patient safety at risk, depending on the severity. So this is where innovation steps in and really has to step in, right? For example, Census Assembly Copilot's final check feature has been giving sterile processing teams a new level of confidence. It's something that we particularly pride ourselves on, using AI-powered verification to help technicians catch errors before they leave the department. These kinds of tools, this layer of support, is essential and plays a critical role in ensuring that these small but compounding issues don't actually impact operations, costs, and patient safety, of course. So what we're going to be doing today is actually digging into how this kind of technology is changing day-to-day operations, compliance readiness, and even team culture for sterile processing departments. And we're going to be learning by tapping into some actual sterile processing operations. Joining us today is Mr. Greg Warino. He's Market Director of Central Sterile Processing at Mercy Health Youngstown. And Greg oversees a busy SPD team. He's seen firsthand how final check not only reduces errors, but also builds trust with the OR, empowers technicians to feel more confident in their work. So we're going to be learning from his operations, his approach, and his successes putting these kinds of tools and other ecosystems here of supportive technologies to work. Greg, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today, man?
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, pleasure to have you here. Looking forward to tapping into your expertise. Before we dig into final check specifically and the role that these AI-powered support tools are playing in SPD operations, let's learn a little bit more about you and how you landed at where you're at now in your career and this role in sterile processing. So tell us a little bit about your journey.
So my name's Greg Warino. I'm Market Director for Central Sterile Processing, Mercy Youngstown. I started off as a surgical tech, then went into management within sterile processing, and then eventually into the directorship role. Currently within my market, I oversee 57 sterile processing technicians across 38 ORs, including labor and delivery, cath labs, and then also many physician offices that we process instrumentation for.
Greg, for a little more context here, can you tell our audience a bit more about your role in SPD and tell us a little bit more about the SPDs that you do work with, right? What kind of team size are we looking at? What kind of day-to-day operations is your team overseeing and ensuring efficacy around? Give us that lay of the land.
Each one of my sites is a little bit different. Very busy ORs at every site. Some sterile processing departments are on separate floors than the ORs, and then there are some that are within the same floor. It's always a challenge for our sterile processing, and especially the communication going back and forth between sterile processing and the ORs. Since everything's busy, there are times where these things get missed. Just with the ORs contacting the SPD and SPD getting distracted and just, you know, that communication back and forth. You know, there are times where errors do happen, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, in the grand scheme of things is unavoidable, but we're looking to reduce that rate of errors down to the smallest possible margin, right? And so this is where tools like Final Check come in, right? But even before we get into Final Check, I'm curious, lay out for us what kind of supportive tools, AI-powered or not, do SPDs rely on for smooth operations, right? What kind of layer of data, insights, or again, AI and very real-time responsive tools and ecosystems do y'all have to rely on to support some of your operations?
We really have to rely on is Census in itself with the OR scheduler, using that for day-to-day, knowing what trays to assemble first versus something that could possibly wait. But adding AI into it for a separate check, making sure that everything's perfect, is a huge plus for us. With the indicator feature, made stuff more at ease, I would say. It's just been a really big plus for all of us.
Yeah. So tell us some of the realities of what SPD teams face day to day. You know, you say errors are bound to happen, mistakes are bound to happen, of course, right? What does that actually look like in practice, right? And what are some of the main reasons why things might slip, right? Is it usually just there's a lot happening all at once, you know, and small minutia can get missed naturally? What are the real pain points that teams are typically trying to solve for or operate around in the SPD?
So for my market, one of the pain points is just our labor standard. Nobody's really been able to figure this out, to my knowledge. We are based on surgical hours. It depends, decides our labor standard, which doesn't match. You could have a total joint case, a revision case that requires 30 some trays, and that procedure only lasts a half hour. So right there, it doesn't match. So that's a challenge of staffing. And just trying to figure out that labor standard, what's needed versus what's not needed. Second thing is the number of trays that a facility has to do scheduled procedures. It may have started where we brought in a service line. In the beginning, it was just a couple cases, but then that service line expanded and maybe the organization didn't add additional trays. So now we're trying to turn over trays during the day, plus do things for tomorrow. Because we're always doing what we're doing today is really for tomorrow. But if you throw a monkey wrench in there where we're turning over trays, that slows everything down. And it puts more stress on staff and OR just trying to have those trays in time. So with the added stress and the rush, that could create errors as well. And then there's sometimes where, say, vendor trays come in late. So you have a scheduled case at, say, 9 in the morning, but you just receive those trays at 7 o'clock that morning. That's added stress, and everybody's rushing trying to get things done. Then the amount of disruptions that happen throughout the day, phone calls or missing trays, in the event that maybe there was a contaminated tray. Now we're having to redo everything that was already done. So there's a lot of things, a lot of variables that happen throughout the day. And challenges for SPD, which end up leading over into the OR.
All right, so now let's talk Final Check, right? Again, Final Check is a solution that is meant to give sterile processing teams AI-powered verification support. It's meant to help technicians catch the minutia, right? To help catch small errors before they leave the department to ensure that things are set up for the next team and for when they're back at work, back in operations. Again, any small error can really have compounding issues. So it's important to find those little areas of potential slip-ups or lack of attention, right? So since implementing Final Check, I'm curious, has it had a tangible impact? Have you seen a fewer number of trays require reprocessing due to missing indicators, right? I guess give us the initial impact of how final check has improved or really just impacted SPD operations for y'all.
Yeah. So when we first implemented final check, we were having probably about 15 to 20 trays per month across the market where we were missing indicators. So those trays would have to be reprocessed again, or may have delayed a case or prevented a case from happening. But since we've done that, implementing the final check, it's been down to almost zero. We've just made it where it was mandatory for all staff to use so that the tray could not go any further unless that final check feature was used. And since then, we've had zero. And that's across three hospitals and a surgery center. Zero incidences where we were missing indicators. So, and then it just gives staff more confidence because they know that a picture is being taken of the tray. So in the event that there, you know, somebody says, hey, we're missing this indicator. Well, no, we have the picture that it was in the tray from the very beginning. And then having that picture of the instruments, we could see what's there and what may have been missing. And then also have that proof as well.
And let's try to quantify this if possible, right? Have you been able to quantify the reduction in calls from the OR related to tray errors since you've had final check in place? Have you seen a percentage decrease even in quality events tied to assembly errors now that you have this layer of AI-powered oversight?
Yes, the amount of calls coming from the OR has greatly decreased. And the quality events has decreased as far as missing indicators, even instrumentation, since we have those final pictures and staff, you know, are taking that last second or two to really look at the tray and making sure everything's correct.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, how this has impacted operations regarding staff allocation or staff reallocation, right? Hopefully due to reduced manual checks. And just generally how the tool has impacted overtime or staffing needs during peak hours. Have you seen any correlations, even anecdotally?
Having the final check, we have been able to move people to other areas to help out other parts of the department. Just having, now we're more accurate than what we were prior to having the final check. So we have been able to reallocate staff here or there when needed.
Now, SPDs are always concerned with the compliance and regulatory layer of their operations. So I'm curious, too, if final check has had any positive impacts on, you know, that side of operations, even if it isn't immediately evident, right? Maybe in some of the ways that it lays a more confident groundwork or foundation for future inquiries. Right. I don't know if there's any metrics related to improved documentation, maybe regulatory readiness that you can share, anecdotal or otherwise, since implementing final check that you can note.
The nice thing now that we do have the final check is, you know, if a surveyor shows up and asks for the data, we have it. We have the picture, the proof of what we're doing. The you know, we can prove that there's an indicator in every tray. That is a huge plus for us. Just having those different surveyors come through the hospital and having that data and proof.
Now let's move to the quality side of things. Has this tool been able to help any of your technicians feel more empowered, right, when quality issues do arise? Like, for example, being able to, I don't know, show their work, right? Pulling up tray photos with indicators present and just being able to kind of cover their bases a little bit more. Has there been an intersection there between this tool, its base operations, and how it's impacting quality for your technicians?
Technicians now have that proof. So the quality's there because there's that final stop or that hard stop. But now they're more relaxed. They know they have proof of what they're doing. It just gives a level of comfort to all staff. And now they're maybe more willing to go look for missing instruments since there are pictures being taken now. They're really, you know, stopping to make sure that indicator is in there. I think it's given staff a lot more confidence now.
I also see utility in something like final check being implemented as a training tool, right? It can be a great way to, you know, maybe in a safer environment, help techs, you know, to remember never to miss an indicator, to kind of help catch some of their own areas of potential, you know, lack of oversight, right? Oh, here's the things you constantly miss. You know, let's make sure to improve on those. Is that how Final Check has been put to work in y'all's environment, or have you seen any utility in it as a training tool as well?
I think it would work as a training tool. I would like to see it keep going with the use of AI, since, you know, the AI is recognizing that indicator, but maybe we could train AI to, you know, maybe see some type of bioburn or bone within the tray, or maybe it's able to count the number of instruments, knowing that a tray has 20 instruments and AI can spot that there's 20 items within that tray. I think there's a lot of opportunity in the future with the Final Check, where it could definitely grow and help out cell processing more than what it's currently doing.
And just while we're still on the topic of staff, got to talk turnover here as well. You know, labor standard, again, being one of those major pain points for SPDs, it can be tough, right? Constantly retraining folks in the department, constantly trying to, you know, make sure that you're meeting that critical standard of operational efficacy. So I'm hoping that tools like this in covering the bases, you know, of newer and even more seasoned SPD techs is helping to keep folks rooted, right? To be able to build a stronger team. But I'm curious if you're seeing an actual impact to turnover at all. Is that something that you can measure or that you've been keeping tabs on anecdotally even? What kind of impact have you observed?
So we have not seen turnover since implementing the Final Check. So awesome. I think with the advancements in technology, with Census and the Final Check, the older seasoned employees are seeing that, hey, we're moving forward. We're not just stuck in the old cell processing ways. We now have that technology where other departments within hospitals have always had the different technologies, but now we're advancing and they're seeing that. So they're staying put. I have had other staff who have left but came back because we were advancing with census and things like the Final Check feature has basically brought them back, knowing that we are growing with census.
And then for those newer techs in the department, are you finding that they're making less errors, that they're just generally operating at a higher standard before the implementation of Final Check? Like, are you able to notice it's actually helping those newer techs you know, get to that standard of operations a little faster?
Yes. With the newer techs, having that final picture, they know their tray is being looked at, and they know, you know, it's in the system. So we could look at the tray at any time. So they are taking that extra couple of seconds to really make sure everything is 100% accurate going forward before they push the tray over to being containerized and into a sterilizer.
Again, the sterile processing department, when there are issues with, you know, arranging a tray, or there's a missing tool, or it's not at the, you know, level of quality needed, right, for functional operations, again, as we've established, this creates major domino effects across the entire experience, all the way down to patient safety, right? The number one priority. Have you seen Final Check improve overall trust and overall satisfaction among perioperative staff? Like, are you seeing that it's, you know, even though it's addressing something very targeted, that it's helping to nip some of those potential ripple effects in the bud before they ripple over into general operations?
With the perioperative staff, they're seeing our cameras at every station. They know that we're taking pictures of the trays, looking for those indicators, and using AI. I think it has given the perioperative staff more confidence on what we're doing, where they will have their trays accurate and on time.
And then what about feedback from surgeons or from OR teams about tray readiness and general improvements, right? Have you gotten positive feedback from from that crew since you've implemented Final Check?
We have on some occasions, yes. It's still very new for our market. So hopefully in the future we hear it more often. But we have received some compliments.
Compliments always nice. All right. So surgeons and OR teams out there, if things start getting better with SPD operations, you know, throw them a bone. All right. Before we wrap things up, though, we got to talk cost too, right? Naturally, when we do have these SPD issues with tray errors, the cost on operations is another layer that hospital administrators are keeping a very close eye on. Have you been able to estimate any kind of cost savings from reduced tray errors, from reduced OR delays, reduced reprocessing? Is that a metric that y'all can measure yet?
Being that we've just recently implemented, I have not measured it yet, but I would assume that it would be in the thousands. Delayed procedures or canceled procedures, it's going to be tens of thousands of dollars.
And about how long would you say it takes, you know, for other folks listening here who may be implementing similar solutions or wanting to get a feel for, you know, when they're going to see those kinds of KPIs, right, be met or see that ROI? About how long does it take typically for those kinds of cost savings to actually bear out on the ledger? Right? Does it usually take a few months of consistent operations for you to see that trend line change? What's been your experience in your time launching these kinds of tools and solutions in an SPD?
It's usually quarterly that we see those trends. Just having enough data to support it, you know, to really see what's happening versus what's not happening.
And so then comparing that with all the other metrics we've been talking about and all the other impacts, what are usually the areas of operation that you see the most immediate improvements to, you know, even if it's just anecdotal evidence, and then which usually take longest to bear out, just so our audience can understand kind of what they're getting into as well as they implement some of these solutions?
I would say tray readiness, having the tray there ready for the procedure, depending on what time of the day it is, add-on procedures and that, and just knowing that the tray is going to be accurate. We're going to have those indicators inside the trays and we have the proof to back all of it also. And then just more of a, you know, staffing being more relaxed, knowing that they have something backing them. They have the AI to support everything they're doing.
Since you've been working with Final Check, and even before then, with the larger ecosystem of Census solutions and services, what has that experience been like working with them, right? What are they like as a partner? How have they supported y'all's operations?
Working with Census has been fantastic. I love working with it. It's my probably the favorite part of the job is working with Census and just hearing of all the different things that the company is working on. And just trying to improve store processing on my sites using that application or the platform just to make things better. And just having that data. So when I do go to senior leadership to ask for something or to prove something, I have the data now at my fingertips, where prior to having Census, I didn't have any data to support and just had to kind of do everything on paper, I guess, and try to support it. But now I have that true, accurate data to help store processing in my market.
And even beyond ROI and some of these hard, you know, quantifiable metrics that I was asking you about earlier, what has Final Check meant for your team and for your hospital, right? Just in general, like having that kind of AI backup, what has it done for overall culture, overall operations for you know, the folks operating in essentially a mission critical environment?
I think it's made the staff more confident, knowing that there's something backing them, that we have the proof. There is the Final Check, knowing that they're not going to come in and, you know, be told that there's something missing because they're stopping, they're using that AI to do that Final Check. And right then and there, we're catching it prior to sterilization. So it's more more relaxed in a sense, even though we're very busy and it is a stressful job. There is that ease that we have a final check or a computer looking for, double checking us.
Now, I know you've only had final check-in operations for about how long has it been now? It's only been a bit.
I'd say 2 months.
2 months. Perfect. So let's say just those first 60 days, because that is an important metric, first 60 to 90 days of impact. Looking back, last 60 days, what's the biggest change since adoption? The one that you can really kind of, wrap your hands around and actually feel that's tangible amongst your teams and your operations.
The error rates, which raise missing instruments or missing indicators, would be the biggest. Having that stop, that final check to really double look at our trays and having the technology there would probably be our biggest win.
And then in terms of using it as a tool, right, what's your favorite thing about using Final Check? Like how is the user experience essentially, right? And what aspects of it do you find particularly intuitive and particularly easy to use as a professional operating in these mission critical environments?
I think the system in general is very easy to use. There's nothing difficult about it. Once the tray is assembled, when you hit the done button, the Final Check automatically comes up. You take your picture of your tray. Within a second or two, the picture is there. And then we have the proof that, that everything is accurate. The indicator is within the tray. So it just gives a ease of mind to staff.
Well, that's what we love to hear. So the fact that it's seamlessly baking into your operations and immediately seeing, that kind of operational impact, right? Improvements to efficacy, to, reduction of error rates. That's huge. So always exciting to hear that kind of feedback. Greg, this has been great. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story today, giving our audience some insight into some real SPD operations and how Final Check is being put to work to cover the basics, cover the minutia that at the end of the day isn't really a minutia, right? That sets the tone for SPD efficacy. And that if left unchecked can really ripple out into overall hospital costs, right? Patient safety, patient outcomes, all that good stuff. So Greg, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for your insights. Again, folks, we've been chatting with Greg Warino. He's Market Director of Central Sterile Processing at Mercy Health Youngstown. Greg, if folks want to learn more about your work, your team, study up on all your best practices, how can they get in touch?
You could contact me through email. It's gjwarino@mercy.com.
Awesome. Love it. Greg, thank you so much. This has been awesome. It's a pleasure getting to sit down with you on Consensus. And hey, we'll need to loop back around in another 60 to 90 days and do a follow-up check-in to see how well Final Check is continuing to improve those quantifiable metrics and just overall team confidence. Pretty good stuff, man. Thank you again.
All right, thank you.
And thank you again, everyone, for listening into this episode of the Consensus Podcast. It's been a real treat getting to sit down with Greg and learn from his implementation of Final Check and how it's been impacting his various SPD teams. For us here at Census, it's always powerful and important for us to hear out these stories that don't just hit on the numbers, right? Obviously, we all want those objective metrics to come back to. They are important. But it's also important for us to hone in on the human impact that tools like Final Check can have on staff, on OR partners, on, of course, patients, right? So getting to hear all that from Greg was wonderful. And thank you again to Greg. Thank you to our listeners as well for tuning into this episode of Consensus. Make sure that you're subscribing on Apple Podcasts and Spotify to previous episodes, and so that you don't miss out on updates and that notification ping when we drop new conversations with the Census community. All right, folks, we'll see you on the next episode of Consensus. Head to our website, census.com, for more. But in the meantime, I'm Daniel Litwin, the voice of B2B, and we'll see you on the next one very soon.